Hi, everybody. This is Stagger Lee here with Unscripted Violence. We have a first on the show. I am conducting an interview with Miss Big Kick Energy, the Vaporwave Vixen, from the land of sunshine and rainbows. It is Juniper Gates. How are you, Juniper?
You know, I'm doing great this evening. Thank you for having me. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. Just excited to talk to you and conduct this interview. So, first thing I gotta ask is, where are you from? Where do you wrestle?
So I'm originally from Kalamazoo, Michigan, but I spent 2021 living out near Detroit, and currently I live in Indianapolis. I've been wrestling since the end of 2020. I've wrestled a handful of places, Flophouse Wrestling, I've wrestled at AWR, XVW in Dayton. I've wrestled for IWE in Central Michigan, and I've wrestled for UPW in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm really hoping to expand where I've wrestled, but it's been fun so far.
It looks like you have a blast, and from you telling me that, I would have thought you'd have been wrestling a lot longer.
Very flattering. I mean, I've just really tried to dig in and learn as much as I can, and I really do. I think it really helps that I enjoy what I do, so what I do kind of comes across genuine because it is just a part of who I am.
That's excellent. And where did you come up with your whole I want to say gimmick? Where'd you come up with the land of sunshine and rainbows?
So I was still mulling things over as I was getting ready to have my first matches, and a lot of my friends, they actually suggested kind of being a more bright and bubbly character, and initially I was a bit apprehensive because I'm fairly tall and fairly muscular, but with their convincing, I just kind of stuck with it, and now I kind of really like the land of sunshine and rainbows. It's unique, and you know, I've even gone further with it. I call my fans my unicorns, and even have a unicorn tattoo to kind of represent that. And I've found that it's made me more confident as a person, just being a part of who I am, but just turned up to 11.
Yeah, I love it. I thought it was. First, when I first saw you and heard the introduction and saw the unicorn horn, I thought this is different. I could get into this. it was a lot of fun to watch. Who are your biggest influences?
There are a number of them. I grew up with my cousins kind of watching the Attitude Era, so I loved people who were more characters. I've always enjoyed watching Goldust, for example, but I've also liked more flamboyant characters like, you know, Shawn Michaels. So I have kind of an interesting, I guess, set of people I've enjoyed watching throughout the years. I don't know if I could just pinpoint one or two as my inspiration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely does. There's so much out there to draw from. I'm sure it's hard to pick. Well, it's hard for me just to pick just one iconic wrestler. People ask me, who's your favorite wrestler? Well, I got to go through a list of them.
Absolutely.
What are some of your most memorable moments thus far?
One of them would have to be winning the XVW ladies title in Dayton, Ohio. It was last September, and it was the first title I'd won. I got to be a part of the main event, so it was really an exciting moment, especially being as new as I am. And I was fortunate enough to work with some really talented you know, female performers like Thunder Kitty and Lena Lennox. So it's really nice being able to work with people who have experience and know what they're doing, because they can really help my energy and passion look a lot more entertaining, since they know what they're doing really well.
Right. So, it must really help to have somebody who is just as experienced, if not more experienced, with you in the ring, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And then another, I guess, really memorable moment for me was, it was at the first Flophouse event. I was a part of their Rumble, and it was kind of really, because it happened in the middle of COVID, it was kind of my first match really in front of a crowd. So I was incredibly nervous, shaking before I went out there. And I went out there, I threw some big boots, and, you know, unfortunately I wasn't in very long, but it showed me that I'm capable of doing this. And if I keep training and keep focusing, that, you know, maybe hopefully somewhere at some point I can go somewhere with it.
Right. I mean, when I watch you in the ring, I see you as very, you know, very technically sound, which is one
Thank
of the
you.
Things. Yeah, it just caught me. Your match with Kerr, especially. I'm a fan of intergender wrestling, and I just thought you handled that beautifully.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of intergender wrestling as well. I've just found with, I guess, the longer wrestling's been around and the more it's evolved, you really do see all shapes and sizes wrestling. You know, I've wrestled around guys smaller than me, gals bigger than me, you know, guys bigger than me, gals, you know, smaller than me. So I think that gender doesn't really play as big of a part as it once did, when you'd see most male wrestlers weighing, you know, 235 and above. You know, it's just a reference.
Right, yeah, I've definitely noticed a change in that as well, which would lead me to, how do you feel about women's wrestling today, and about how far it's come in the past in the past decade even?
You know, it's really been great to see how it's evolved, and I'd even say these last few years have made a big impact. I've always wanted to see more Joshi wrestling, because I love watching the Japanese style, and watching some of the Japanese females perform is really incredible, but sometimes a little inaccessible unless you know where to look. So seeing like AEW do like the women's tournament, being able to see like almost kind of a side-by-side comparison of like, you know, American women's wrestling versus Joshi wrestling, it was really interesting, actually. And I'm glad to just kind of see that diversity.
Yeah, I love it. I loved watching that whole tournament, actually. It introduced me to a lot of talent that I would have never seen otherwise.
Oh, absolutely.
And what would be your dream company to be with right now, or who would you most like to wrestle for?
I kind of want to take a wait and see approach, because I know I'm a little ways away from like any of, you know, the bigger companies. You know, I know WWE is going kind of through a strange phase, so I don't know if I would with them at this moment. But I also feel like, as much as I like a lot of AEW's product, they have a lot of talent and a limited, you know, number of resources and, you know, viewership audiences that they could really take advantage of. So I kind of feel like they'd be a bit saturated. So maybe at some point, maybe Impact, or I'd love to wrestle in Japan at some point. So
that would be incredible, and I could see you doing well in either of those.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Where would you tell my fans where they could catch you and more, view you more, maybe catch a show?
Yeah, definitely. So my the three most up-to-date shows, I guess, that are coming up would be, two of them are this weekend. So on Saturday in Franklin, Indiana, at the Franklin Jiu-Jitsu Club, I'll be wrestling for Zabudus Pro Wrestling and All Terrain Warriors. It's going to be, the show's called Panic at the Dojo 2 Mojo Dojo, because we're wrestling in a dojo. And then on Sunday, I will be at Indiana City Brewing Company. Flophouse comes back to them. It's a great venue. Flophouse provides quality product. They have people like Randy West, Hoodfoot, Schwartzy, and then obviously myself.
Yeah, those are pretty big names, actually.
Yeah. And then fast forward to April 9th, I'll be up in Oscoda, Michigan, for Imperial Wrestling Entertainment. I have a score to settle. I'll be hopefully fighting against Hannah Henderson. She decided to attack me after our last match and call me out for last woman standing match. So I feel like I got a fight in me.
A little bit of heat between you two.
Yeah, I don't think she's ready for the full fire that is the power of love.
That's awesome. Well, I really can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing with us all about yourself. I am constantly looking at new wrestlers to myself. You caught my eye, and I was like, yeah, I'd really like to do an interview with her, because you definitely got something special going on for yourself, and I'm a fan.
I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you for taking the time to have me on this evening. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot, Juniper, and we'll be staying in touch.
I appreciate you, Stagger Lee. You all have a great evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.